Just one clarification in the Tefillat Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. In our Tefillah, if you notice, in the Musaf, there's a paragraph starting with Elokeinu ve'Elokei Avoteinu Hadesh Alinu et HaChodesh Hazeh LeTorah ve'LeBracha. So the Kaf HaChaim brings down that if you count the different blessings that we're trying to ask Borei Olam for the Rosh Chodesh, LeTorah ve'LeBracha, LeSason, LeSimcha, LeYeshua, LeNechama, LeFanasa, LeKalkala, LeChaim, Tovim u'Shalom, Lemchilat Chet, Lestihat Avon, altogether it's 12 different prayers. And he says that those 12 prayers are keneged the 12 months of the year. So there you have 12 Rashi Chodashim, so therefore you have 12 different prayers that you're asking Borei Olam. So he says, if that's the case, what are you going to do in a leap year where you have 13 months? So therefore he says, came the Minhag to add an extra prayer, Ulchaparat Pesha. Ulchaparat Pesha, which means there should also be a month where our sins are forgiven. That's the 13th edition. Legabeshnat Ha'ibur. So the question is, in a leap year, until when or when exactly does that edition become in the Amidah? Until when do you say the word Ulchaparat Pesha? So Rav Chaim Palachi in Kaf HaChaim, in Siman Lamedalid, in halakha gimal writes, le'ezeh hadash, te'bishnat ta'ibur b'musaf yomar l'mechilat chet, l'slichat avon u'kaparat pesha. Now, u'benohog, that's the first shita, bishnat ta'ibur, in the year of the ibur. U'benohog, kason Yosef od zayin katab de'lo yomar ken, ki'im b'chodesh adar dafka. The second says, no, you do it in the month of Adar, during the leap month, which is Adar. That month, you hear the words, Ukaparat Pesha. So it's a one-month situation. Ubesefer ad Nepas katav du ad Rosh Chodesh Nisan. He says, no, you do it until Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because once you get to Nisan, it's the first month of the year. Rosh Chodeshim. So that's it, you're starting a new program. So it comes out of Chaim is bringing you three shitot. Number one, in the Shnat Ta'ibur, in the year. And the year means the calendar year. So that would take you until Tishri when we change the year. The second Shita is telling you is only in the month of Adar. And the third Shita is telling you up until the month of Nisan. So the Kaf HaChaim, in Siman Tav Chaf Gimal, in Seif Katan Yud Het, brings down the Kaf HaChaim, and he brings down the Rav Chaim Palachi Pesufro, a heavy Gimel Sevarot, האחד בכל חודשי השנה, הבית עד ניסן, הגימל בחודש אדר בלבד. והרב בן איש חי, עם פרשת ויקרא עוד יוטט כתב, דבשנת העיבור, יאמר למחילת חטא ולסליחת נבון ולכפרת פשע. נפק זה שנת העיבור, יש זמן שבא דפוסק, תסריך לו עד בכל חודשי השנה. You have to say it the whole year until תשרי. ונראה, the Kaf HaChaim comes out, דכן ראוי לנהוג. That's the proper custom to say it the whole year long. ורק אם כיוון נהגו לומר רק עד חודש ניסן, אין למחות. Only if there's a custom דווקא to say it until חודש ניסן, then you don't have to make a protest. But if there's no custom on this item, then already it's proper, the Kaf says, to say it really throughout the calendar year, like the Shitot, the Rabbinian, and said, that is the opinion as well of the Eliyahu Rabbah. Again, it seems that we don't have a custom bedavka not to say it until only Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And therefore, the Chaura, we should follow the Kaf HaChaim, the Arabah, the Ben Ish Chai, and the Rav Chaim Palachi, at least in one Shita, that says you should say Chaparat Pesha throughout the calendar year.